At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, that's the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Boom up, America! Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, where we get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. We'll talk some J.J. McCarthy upcoming in 10 minutes. I want to talk sports with you from Poway to Escondido. All the way down to the border. For the next couple of hours, if you're from Southern California, you know. If you're not, don't worry about it. In the meantime, the tournament doesn't really start, but it starts tonight. And what I wanted to start with is, and Byer, you're the perfect guy, so you are Jason Stewart, because we have a segment we do on in the bonus podcast. Just in case you aren't aware, we do about an hour podcast every day. After the show, it's an hour. So when you know this, if you download the podcast, it'll populate right at the top of the 5 o'clock hour on the East Coast, the 2 o'clock hour on the West Coast. And we do something called You're Annoying. Actually, you know what, Sam, by the way, welcome Iowa Sam. He is now a permanent fixture on the show.
Thank
Sam,
you.
Could you play the just for people who haven't heard it, the You're Annoying open.
And now, it's your annoying.
I love that. I despise the word annoying only because my three kids, especially my son. Real quick. Happy birthday to my son, Hayes Gottlieb. Okay, he's currently at school and I gave him the choice today. Like, He was going. We were going to surf this morning. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, and I wanted to get out and see some fresh air because for the next 6 days I'll be locked into essentially a closet watching all these games, and I'll be doing the radio stuff for it, the studio work for it. But he's like, how about I sleep in and miss my first class? I was like, all right, cool. Anyway, but he uses the word annoying too often. You know, things that are hard to do are annoying. Like, it's not really what annoying is. But this is an incredible event. It's a lot of fun, but there's some really annoying elements to it. Are there not? There's just universal. Yes, I understand that for whatever reason, despite the fact that Mike Krzyzewski is no longer the coach and that Christian Laettner, who will join us later on the show, Christian Laettner is not on the team anymore. Like, you hate Duke. Okay, so that's not annoying. Like the national celebration when Duke loses for whatever reason is something you can kind of mark your calendar with. But the annoying stuff is so much of this stuff. I actually think I found the most annoying people. And guys, you tell me if you think, if you have somebody else who's annoying. The I knew it all along. My bracket is better than your bracket is pretty annoying because, I mean, like, did anybody think UMBC was going to beat Virginia or St. Peter's? Like, come on. Right? Like, if you ask their coaches, they'd be like, yeah, we thought we had a chance. Well, no, those coaches, they went into the locker room and said, we're going to win this game. Every coach ever has gone into a locker room and said, we're going to win this game. It's like a fireable offense to go like, hey, we got no shot here, fellas. So, yeah, the I knew it all along guy's annoying. And probably more annoying is the multiple bracket guy acting like he knew this would be the outcome when, well, why'd you have multiple brackets? I think the most annoying people are the our conference thing. And I've said this, by the way, about SEC football. It's like, look, Kentucky hasn't won any of these championships in college football. You don't get credit for that. You know? Well, you know, we're in the SEC. Like, all right, so you're not doing anything. Mississippi State, sorry, you don't. Yeah, you get some of the ancillary benefits, but you haven't done anything. I say that because I'll give you the perfect example. You tell me if this makes sense to you. UConn is the presumptive favorite. They're the defending national champion. They're the number one overall seed. Now, they do have a very difficult bracket, and I think it starts in game two, the potential to play either a team like Northwestern, who's beaten Purdue this year, or a team like Florida Atlantic that's essentially the same team as the one that played in the Final Four last year, right? Like, that's a hell of a draw in round two. And last year, in all honesty, they missed playing anybody who was at their level. Right? There were no number ones or no number twos. I don't think there are any number threes either. So they kind of skated through. Now, they don't have to give back the championship. It's a lot like when the Golden State Warriors won their NBA championships and, you know, they missed the first time they won it. Every team they played was missing their point guard for at least two of the games that they played. You don't have to give back a championship, but it does provide some context. This looks like a far more difficult run. But what I hate the most is you talk trash and say vile things about a program, and then they get into the NCAA tournament, and it's like, well, we're all in the same conference, so now we're all friends again. And I understand that, like, you know, trash talk or sometimes bickering between family members and then it doesn't get outside the family. Like, I get that. But there's a line there. Providence is the perfect example. They don't make the NCAA tournament. They're super bitter about it. But let's be honest, Providence fans are super bitter about a lot of things. And I'm sure if Marquette or UConn or Creighton go far in the NCAA tournament, UConn wins again, somehow that will make them feel better and they'll talk trash about everybody else like UConn is their boy. And if you paid any attention to this sport, and I don't blame you if you don't, you're right, paid any attention to the sport before this last week, you'd know that, like, some guy challenged Danny Hurley to a fight like a week ago. Right? Like, out of the stands. I mean, the whole act is so tired, right? It's just vile the things are said. Now, it's far more so in that Northeast corridor, you know, the angry white ball cap Smitty dude, you know, who goes to a small private school, drinks his ass off, comes to a game and curses at the opposing team. Somehow they champion it. I don't get it. But I would contend that that's the most annoying person because it's the fakest person. Right? It's the Big Ten fan that has said Zach Edey is the worst thing ever in basketball and he gets away with murder. You know, he's basically the O.J. Simpson of college basketball in that he gets away with murder with everything that he does, the traveling, the pushing and whatever. And then he gets the NCAA tournament. You're like, hey, dude, don't talk trash on Purdue. They're one of us. Like, I don't I don't get that. I don't get that. It doesn't mean you have to talk with reverence about every team in your league, but there's a limit there, right? There's a limit there. And I think among the annoying people, that one's probably the most annoying. There's also we've done this forever. And again, I've worked on the tournament and there's some sort of, and it's, I think it's going away, overarching, let's pretend like Vegas isn't a big factor in this. Don't mention lines, but perfect example, Oregon, that had a very average season. They weren't in contention to get to the NCAA tournament until they won the Pac-12 tournament. Oregon's actually only a 1-point dog to South Carolina. And yet if Oregon wins the game, it'll be a massive upset because they're an 11 seed and South Carolina's a 6. Or here's even more. Clemson's actually an underdog against 11 seed New Mexico. So if Clemson wins, that's actually an upset. And I hate the, and we do this all the time, and especially in college sports, where we go by rankings as if it's an upset. No, you go by what Vegas says is an upset. So I guess the idea of this Open is this. Isn't it interesting that the more fun stuff we have, the more we birth super annoying people? Right? It's the Super Bowl guy that complains about the halftime show. Like, you're watching the game anyway. What do you care about the halftime show? Like, it's not for you. It's not for you. You know? But I think that in the NCAA tournament, which is an amazing event, it's just fun. It literally, crazy things happen. Stars are made. Like, I can mention names of people and you will automatically be drawn back. Don't believe me? Ali Farouk-Manesh, who, by the way, you'll see tonight, he's an assistant coach at Colorado State. Ali Farouk-Manesh. I know Iowa Sam knows him because, of course, he played at Northern Iowa.
He's I actually know him personally.
He's a great dude.
He went to my high school.
That one I did not know. What high school?
Iowa City West.
Iowa City West. Right. Ali Farouk-Manesh. Harold the Show Arsenault. Anybody? Byer knows him, right? I guarantee Byers like knows the school and probably knows the game in which he became a household.
Weber State?
Yes.
Was it Georgetown?
Hold on. Weber State, Iowa Sam. Weber State, try it again. What school?
Weber State.
Sam, where's the ding? It's like, okay. Yes, do you remember the game?
I thought Georgetown, but I don't know.
I think it was North Carolina.
Was it? Is it a 314?
I think he had 40. Harold the Show Arsenault. And the funny part about that, about Harold the Show Arsenault, is that he was in an NBA camp and a friend of mine said, must have been a matinee. I thought that was amazing. He had 36 against North Carolina.
Oh, that's what it was.
36. And but they beat North Carolina 76-74, 20 in the second half. And that's the beauty of this thing is you can become a legend on one game. Here's an example of it. TJ Sorrentine. TJ Sorrentine. You want? Yeah, here you go. Go ahead, Iowa Sam.
Name the school?
Go for it. Yeah.
Vermont.
Who'd they beat?
Syracuse.
That's right. Right. And what's crazy about that, I used to work with Tom Brennan, who's just a wonderful, wonderful man. And I'm working with him at ESPN for, I don't know, like 5 years. And everywhere we went, man, Tommy, oh, that run you guys made. And he's like, run? We won a game. We won a game. It's an all-timer. I got one for you guys. Keith Mr. Jennings. Keith Mr. Jennings. Dan Byer.
East Tennessee State.
Yes, yes. 5'7", 5'8", actually played in the NBA. I was teammates with him We were supposed to play in Russia, and then we ended up, we lived in Italy. But he was listed at 5'7". He was undrafted, but did play in the NBA. But he was most known for his play in the NCAA tournament with East Tennessee State, right? Keith Mr. Jennings. Here's one a little bit off the board. Tom the Human Bruise Peabody. Tom the Human Bruise Peabody. Anybody? Anybody?
Gosh.
I don't know.
Is it West Coast or not?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff Fryer was his teammate. Do you remember the name Jeff Fryer?
Yeah. Loyola Marymount?
Loyola Marymount, right? Loyola Marymount. That was the Hank Gathers died. Bo Kimble shot the free throw left-handed. I was there. And that's actually what I really want to start with today. Like, look, I was 14, right? 14. And I was watching when Hank Gathers died in the semifinals of the West Coast Conference Tournament. I went to the first game of the NCAA tournament where they played New Mexico State. And the place, it was like a basketball game / memorial for Hank Gathers. And they beat New Mexico State. And then the next game, they beat defending champion Michigan, right? So this is in 1990 and 89 with Glenn Rice and Loy Vaught and Ramil Robinson. They won the national championship in Seattle. In 1990, they played Loyola Marymount. And LMU scored 144 points in a game. 144 points in a game. I'm just completely ran him out of the building. Anyway, Tom the Human Bruise Peabody. So here's what I want you to do throughout the show. You can tweet at me. I know it's called X now, but I have yet to say X at me. Like, I don't know how that works. Or hit us up on Instagram if there is, in fact, just a name. And I can almost guarantee we'll hear that name and we'll know the school and the performance that they had, or the series of performances that they had.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, and you could make the argument, and I will, that in the modern history of college basketball, he had the greatest career ever. 4 Final Fours, back-to-back national championships, All-American at Duke, and then, of course, he was the only college player on the Dream Team. Christian Laettner joins us, the Duke legend, on behalf of DraftKings. He joins us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Christian, how are you?
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Has it dawned on you at all
You're still considering my time as the modern era?
Yeah. Yeah, the modern era. Modern era is like once we went to 64 teams, once it became, you know, once it became everything that Bird and Magic kind of made it into, I wasn't alive for the UCLA thing. So there were so many fewer teams. I don't know, when I was a kid, I went to both the Final Fours that you won. No, I didn't go to the first one, which was when you guys, you know, beat UNLV. The second one in Minneapolis, I was there. But again, in my lifetime, there's never been a better career. So that's modern to me. that's my argument.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. In 5-10 years, it might not be considered the modern era anymore.
Well, again, also in 5-10 years, no one's going to do that, right? One, guys don't stay, and though some big guys will stay, they oftentimes don't stay the same school, right? And what is watching the player movement? And granted, you obviously would have killed it in NIL, but watching the player movement, what do you think of this new era in the college game?
You're totally right about that. It just will not ever happen again because people want to go to the NBA and make that big money. It's just the sign of the times and the way it is nowadays. Coaches don't stay in one program long enough. Players definitely don't do it. And I'm here to tell the world that basketball gets better when everyone stays, when everyone is under the same system for like an extended period of time. Look what Danny Hurley's doing at UConn. He gets some of his kids to stay. He has some junior and senior leadership on the team. And to me, they just play the best version of basketball that you can see in college basketball right now. They play slow when they need to. They pass ahead and run the fast break easy and swiftly for easy buckets. And I just love the way UConn plays right now.
I do too. I really do as well. Do you mind if we play the Wayback Machine? Because I think it's more fun than talking about the current stuff in many ways. I'll get a couple of your picks upcoming, but the year you lost to UNLV was in Denver. There was altitude. Bobby was sick. And also UNLV, I think they had some NIL before NIL, right? Let's just kind of be honest. And they had grown-ass men there as well. The juxtaposition of losing that game to beating them in the semis the next year when so few people believed it was possible. What do you remember about the feeling of actually beating them the second time?
Well, they were definitely the Running Rebels. I mean, that's the name of their team, and they were incredible back then. Very well coached. Some very high-quality players, like you said. And the pressing and the high-octane offense and the fact that Bobby was sick and he was also only a freshman, so even if he was fully healthy, I don't know if we would have had a better game. But, you know, I was only a sophomore, and we just couldn't handle their pressure. But they alone made us better. Playing them that year when we lost by 30 and playing them the following year when I was a junior, we were able to beat them. Just playing against UNLV two games during my career made us such a better team. So, I mean, it was good for us. And, man, they were really good. And what an embarrassing night, you know, that final game in Denver. They beat us by 30 points. But another big factor is that we only had, 48 hours to prep for them, you know, when we lost by 30. But the next year, we had a whole week to prep for them because it was the semifinal game instead of the final game. And if you give Coach K a whole week to prep against the team, you know, I think the results are going to be different. So to have a whole week to prepare for them my junior year when they were undefeated and no one gave us a chance, that was a big reason why we were able to beat them my junior year.
What about prepping for Kansas, right? Because it was a lot like when the Russians, when we beat the Russians in hockey, right? They still had to play Sweden in the gold medal game. Like, you still had to play Kansas. How do you, how'd you guys get ready for a championship game when you, like, you just beat the team that everyone thought was unbeatable?
Well, you're right. That was the biggest challenge for us. And, you know, if you look back at the videotape, Coach K's kind of trying to get us to calm down after we beat UNLV in the semifinal game my junior year. And he's trying to say to us, you know, the job's not done yet. We still got to beat Kansas in two nights. So that's just how he's a brilliant coach. And, man, in the course of my 4 years, there's so many times where he was just brilliant as a coach. And that's just another example of where, yes, we just beat UNLV. They smashed us by 30 the year before. They were undefeated. No one gave us a chance. And we played our best game possible, and we were able to beat them. But we still want the championship, but we still got to beat, you know, either Carolina or Kansas in two nights for the championship, which is our ultimate goal. So it just shows you how great of a coach he is.
Christian Laettner joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio on behalf of DraftKings. Okay, so then the next year you were the hunted, right? You were the hunted. What's that like to be UConn, to be the team that is the national champion, to defend your crown? You got to go through it. What's that experience like for this UConn team from your perspective, having done it?
Well, it's something that I loved because I knew that you're going to get everyone's best shot, and it's going to hone your basketball skills to the highest level. So that was the whole reason I went to Duke, you know, coming out of high school. And to go through that experience my senior year when we, you know, were trying to defend our national title, it was something that I loved. It was a great feeling, and you just knew you were going to keep getting better and better and better as a player. So it's something that I relished. It's something that Coach K was very aware of, so much to the point that, you know, halfway through the season, he had a meeting with us and he told us, you know, the cliche might be that we're the ones being hunted right now. Like just what you said, Doug, where everyone thinks we're being hunted. He specifically told us, I want you guys to change your mindset and let us still be the hunter. Don't feel like everyone's gunning for you because we're trying to defend our national title. He said, I want us to pursue our next national title. So just another example of him being brilliant.
He was brilliant, but so too were you guys. All right, I got to ask you, on behalf of DraftKings, who do you have win the national championship?
I just filled out my bracket today, and I have Houston winning it all. I have Houston, UConn, Carolina, and Purdue going to the Final Four, so that's all number one seeds. So, you know, nothing too tricky there on my part. But, you know, my junior year, we lost by 20 points to Carolina in the ACC championship game, the tournament championship game, and that really propelled us to play great for the next six games, and we were able to win our first championship. And I think Houston's going to be a little embarrassed by how poorly they played this past weekend in their tournament championship game. And I love that team. They play great defense, and it's just whether they can score a little bit on the offensive team. But sometimes they hold teams to 46, 50 points because they're so good on the defensive end. So I think Houston's going to win it all. I thought they were going to do well last year also, but losing in their tournament championship game like they did this past week, I think going to give them a little bit of an edge.
Christian, it's an honor. It's a pleasure. I thank the folks at DraftKings for allowing them to have you on with us. I appreciate you joining us on Fox Sports Radio.
Okay, Doug, thanks a lot. I talk to you every March. Hopefully I'll talk to you next March.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're doing well. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. We'll help you get there with over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. NCAA tournament does and does not begin tonight. You're like, what do you mean? Well, I mean, technically, the brackets aren't due until Thursday, so the bracket is what the tournament's really about. But there are games that technically are NCAA tournament games. So I'll give you a preview of those and who I think is going to win upcoming. Plus, we got the podcast where the podcast picked every game in the first round. Every game in the first round for you. Just download it wherever you download podcasts. What a night in hoops last night. Where you had two ferocious dunks. One we'll get to in a second. I do want to make sure you know that we have a gigantic bracket challenge with awesome prizes for you. And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading on over to your local Tractor Supply store today. Fill out your bracket now with the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com to register and fill out your bracket and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is now live and is presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels. So last night, the Jazz are playing the Wolves, and Anthony Edwards did this.
Another turnover for Utah. Edwards gets it back and threw it down! And one from the rafters!
It was as nasty a throw. You know what's interesting? One of the terms used for dunking is to throw down. And that's what that was. It was a throwdown because he didn't technically grab the rim afterwards or snap the rim. It wasn't over the rim, but he threw it down. He threw it down. Our thanks to Bally Sports North for that call. And it's interesting because Anthony Edwards checks so many of the boxes, right? First, he's got a great personality. Obviously, if you saw the movie Hustle, you know that he can act. But there's another part to it, right? So he has a great smile, great personality, big score. And how many people do you think if you ask them, like guy on the street, just said guy in the street, who has the best record in the West? You know, how many, right? Right now it's the Oklahoma City Thunder by a half game over the Minnesota Timberwolves. So, I mean, they've been an elite team all season long. He averages 26 a game, and you're like, man, is this the next big thing? Is he the guy? Because so much of where we are as basketball fans and sports fans is like, man, these foreign players, they're coming in and they're just better than our guys at all these little things. And I would contend to you that last night and the reaction to this night and the talk of him being the next face of the NBA is exactly the problem. You're like, wait, what do you mean the problem? What do you mean the problem? Well, I mean, heck, Anthony Edwards averages almost 27 a game, 5 rebounds a game, 5 assists a game, and his team does win. Yeah, his team does win. But the reality is our freak out over that dunk is the exact reason that we are where we are with NBA players. And, you know, it's like Luka, it's how does he do it? It's so slow. He's got this extra slow step. He uses his body. He's got a step back, right? And Jokic, who's an amazing kind of finisher around the hoop, and he makes those one-legged shots, but it's the passing and the creativity that really kind of brings you in. I do think that Joel Embiid, will he dunk on some dudes? Yeah, but it's also a man of his size ability to handle, pass, and shoot. It's not that you don't love the play. I love the play. I love the play because it's a steal, it's aggressiveness, it's going and attacking, and you want to take off. And there's something to that. On the other hand, he's a pure scorer. You know, he's a pure scorer. He's somebody who tries to get steals. He averages like 1.5 a game. But I don't think anybody considers him a lockdown defender. And he will pass, but let's not act like he's a creator for other people. He will rebound, but it's not like he's a great rebounder. You know, the beauty to what we see the foreign players do is a little bit of everything and making everyone around them better. Now, it's hard because it's only the regular season and, you know, they didn't win in the first round of the playoffs last year, or it was in the play-in when they lost to the Lakers. But it's still the same issues persist that this is what the best American player, like who are the two best young American players? Jason Tatum and Anthony Edwards. Now look, being a scoring machine has its value. Has its value. But is it as valuable as the way that Jokic plays? Is it as valuable as the way that Luka plays? Is it as valuable as the way that Embiid plays? But I don't think the answer is yes. It's like a one-track mind, a one-hit. We judge players based upon, in many ways, or at least social media and sometimes media, on athleticism and explosiveness in terms of scoring, whereas the best of the best, that can be part of it, but it's not the whole thing. Dan Byer, was that a dunk or not?
I'm going to say no, because to your point of it being thrown in there, I think you have to, you know, I think there's got to be some rim connection. Because I don't think there was. I know he hurt his finger, but didn't he hurt his finger on Collins' head? I mean, like, I didn't think that there was any rim connection.
Jason Stewart, what do you think about it?
I want to say this comes up in the dunk contest, right? And don't they dock guys when they do one of these at least a few points? I think everything was spectacular in short of that one thing of not touching the rim, but the way he got up and the way he used the defender, it was amazing. But I don't think it's a dunk.
Isn't that another conversation, you know, as well? Like, you bring up the dunk contest in terms of, all right,
he wasn't in it.
Again,
this is the problem, right? We're identifying this problem. So, Sam, what do you think? Dunk or not dunk?
Remember when Blake Griffin kind of had a, yeah, like he threw it through the hoop?
He Mozgov.
Yeah. It reminded me of that. So I guess it wasn't a dunk, but we'll still call it a dunk.
I felt like Blake's was throwing it down.
Yeah.
And Edwards was more in.
I don't know.
Call.
I do think that if we're going to do that, like they were both similar in that there was no rim contact, right? Yes, but Blake's was. They were both incredible, but also how about if I do this, Dan? I see your point, but the counter to it is that Mozgov, though probably bigger, a couple inches bigger than John Collins, isn't the shot blocker. John Collins is a legit shot blocker, and he dunked on him. Did you guys see Kyle Anderson slow-mo's reaction in slow motion to the dunk? He's on the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he's right there next to it. Have you guys seen that?
No, I missed it.
No,
oh, I look at my Twitter. I'll send it to you, but look at my Twitter page, and it's awesome. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe what I just saw. You know, it's jaw-dropping. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. Maybe I did. And so, you know, it's part of, like, the whole getting old thing. But the first time I saw or ever heard of Anthony Edwards, I was coaching this. It's like a camp. It's really like an all-star gathering. It's called the Pangos Camp. And Johnny Juzang got dunked on by Anthony Edwards. And I didn't know who it was. I was like, who? I did the who dat? They're like, that's Anthony Edwards. And at the time, he was only supposed to be a junior, but then he reclassed up to be a senior. And they're like, he's the deal. And I was like, apparently. It was incredible. So the downside to it is he's a scorer, you know, above and whereas he's not really a creator for other people. That's the downside. The positive side, though, is that it's such he has the movie, he has points, right? He has, he has the ability to score. He's got this dynamic athleticism, and everyone who ever watches the NBA and turns on their phone today will see that, and you can capitalize that and become wildly popular because of it. But man, it's a hard sale when other guys are creating. Now, you can back it up by winning, and Jason Tatum's actually won a lot. You know, been to, I think, 4 or 5 conference championships, but and only one NBA finals. But isn't it interesting that the two best young American players that could be, you know, somehow face of the NBA, kind of, I don't want to say all they do, but all they do is score, whereas the foreign players seem to have a wider variety of skills, even if they lack that raw ferocity and athleticism of Edwards, or the dynamic scoring skill of Jason Tatum.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.